The care and humanity being shown to refugees from Ukraine by the people of Poland and Hungary has just been simply amazing. See, maybe the mountains, literally mountains of donated clothing and food. Heard about a story about a person walking around one of the train stations in Hungary. If they came across someone who didn't have money to buy a train ticket to wherever they needed to go, wanted to go, this person was just handing out train tickets. People taking people into their homes, offering jobs. That's just a few examples. Here in America, now, unfortunately, we have our numerous people, I guess we'd say, screaming, "Don't be sending those refugees here." Don't worry, MAGA hat wearers. They don't want to come here. They want to go home. What happens when you ask those people screaming about refugees in America to just show some kind of support, $5, $10, $20, to one of the legitimate organizations that are helping the people in Ukraine? What happens then? Well, charity begins at home, don't you know? That coming from a lot of those same people who easily, quickly handed over $40 for a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt instead of helping the people of Ukraine. For that matter, even helping their own local food pantry. Come to think of it, for those who do have a heart and compassion for others, we've set up a page over at our website, issuesandideasradio.com, with links to, well, just some of the legitimate organizations who are helping the Ukrainian people. Organizations like Save the Children, Doctors Without Borders, CARE, the International Committee of the Red Cross, among others. Any amount that you can donate to any of these organizations will really turn the phrase "making a difference" into a strong and very loud voice. Certainly more than saying that you're not going to drink Russian vodka or use Russian salad dressing anymore.